Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, a presentation of Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over seven decades, culminated his ministry with a 21-year book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called Life Study. This Life Study is the basis for our program today and includes short portions of the spoken messages given by Witness Lee. Now, let's join today's program. The Bible begins with the story of Adam and how he gained a wife, Eve. In the New Testament, of course, we find out that Adam is a type of Christ, the very God, and Eve, a type of God's people, the church. So, from the beginning, the Bible becomes a book of the marriage of God Himself with His people. Yet by chapter 3 of Genesis, God's enemy comes in to seduce man, to forsake God as their husband. The result of this separation, or divorce, is the story of the chaotic history of mankind. Whatever nation, whatever group, whatever person forsakes God to become involved with something else ends up in a chaotic situation. Israel's history has seen this story repeated again and again in cycle after cycle. And soberly, as we consider the situation even in the church, we see the same thing today. Dick Taylor has joined us, another program from the Life Study of Judges. Welcome, Dick. It's been a while, and good to see you back, as always.
Thanks, Brother Chris, and it's really good to be here for this particular program, bringing us to this principle of our relationship with the Lord. I was thinking of a verse when you were just speaking just now, Chris, and that is Isaiah 54:5 that says, "Your maker is your husband."
Yeah, your husband.
May we see this intimate, sensitive relationship we have with the Lord and not violate this principle, but rather love Him with a first love.
Dick, you know, as we've been going through this book of Judges, we've seen this pattern now repeated a few times, several cycles of this. Israel forsaking Jehovah as her husband, and then always chaos seems to follow. Desperate situation. Then they cry out to Jehovah. The Lord would raise up someone to somewhat restore order again and to restore that loving, intimate relationship, at least for a short season. And then once again, Israel runs off and seems to join herself to other husbands, idol worship, things like this. Mm-hmm. And all of these become pictures, types, don't they, for our own Christian enlightenment to see how our relationship with the Lord in typology is seen in the story of Israel.
That's right. And it shows us clearly, like our brother Lee mentioned, the entire Bible is a divine romance. So we need to be those who never forget, never forsake, never divorce, never leave our husband, but rather we would stay with him in such a intimate and sensitive way that we could be saved from the chaos, and more than that, we could be made his counterpart for his satisfaction.
Well, we mentioned in the beginning, going all the way back to the story of Adam and Eve, it begins to set the tone for this cycle of chaos and restoration that is repeated again and again. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 3 and see the principle now. Now that we realize Adam here is really a type representing God, representing Christ, and his desire, his longing to have this counterpart, and Eve, of course, represents corporately the people of God. Now, in chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' Then to Adam he said, 'Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return.'"
Amen.
So here's Adam and Eve forsaking Jehovah the very first time, and the result for them, a kind of chaos. Here's Witness Lee.
The Bible, at the beginning, shows us that we, as God created man with his spirit inside to contact him, to receive him, to take him as our life. And this was indicated by God's putting two trees in the garden. The first tree, the tree of life, signifying God Himself, is the embodiment of life for us to contact, to receive. And God warned man, don't touch the other tree, which is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you touch that, you will get death. So four things are involved with this tree. First, knowledge. Secondly, good. Thirdly, evil. Fourthly, death. In that one tree, you see these four fruits. Don't think knowledge is a good thing. Knowledge damages. Yes, all the schools beloved young people, but look at how much corruption brought in through the schools. Of course, the knowledge to know God, that's required. Do you know, whoever is good in morality, it is hard to get him for Christ. Even the Lord Jesus said the same thing. He said, the righteous one, they don't need me. I am a physician. Only the sick one need my healing. Publicans, tax gatherers, the prostitute, they all became friends to Jesus. Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, they were the top ones in their society. But they became the enemy of Christ. All the three things, knowledge, good and evil, bring in death. If you are so knowledgeable, knowledge in you issues death. If you are so good, good to an extent that you don't need Jesus, this becomes an issue of death to you. Of course, we know evil equals death.
Yeah, Dick, I think this last point quite obvious. We all know evil equals death, but there is something very subtle about a kind of goodness or a knowledge, even knowledge of the Bible, if it doesn't lead us to an intimate knowledge of Christ. These can have also the result of death, can't they?
They surely can. I like putting these four things together,
yeah.
Knowledge, good, evil, death.
Yeah.
So you touch any one, you surely get the result, which is death. And so the Lord is really trying to save us from this result, from this chaos, from this death. And I like the way Brother Lee ended, don't you, Chris? He said, we need Jesus.
Yeah.
This is the truth. We need him in the most intimate way. I was thinking of Revelation 2:4, Chris, where you could say the church in Ephesus had many good things.
Yeah.
But the Lord was not happy. He says, I have one thing against you.
Yeah.
You've left your first love. You may be involved in many good things, but these good things are not what really satisfy. You could still end up with death. Because you leave me as your husband. You leave me as your first and your best love. So may we be those who never leave him for anything else, anyone else, mm-hmm. any place, mm-hmm. matter, thing, and never become, under the subtle stratagem of the devil, to be like the religious leaders at the Lord's time. They don't need the Lord. They're kind of righteous. They're kind of good. They don't need the Lord as the physician. But the Lord said, I didn't come for those. I came for those who are sick. May we be those who really realize our condition and not be stuck under some kind of concept even about good, because just to be good also issues in the chaos of death. May we be those who are so intimate and affectionate and near and dear, keeping our Lord Jesus as our first love, to be saved from this chaos.
Yeah, these four things, knowledge, good, evil, and death, they kind of break down two and two, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
We have evil and death. Certainly, those are easy to spot.
Right.
But
right.
knowledge and goodness, we don't associate with death and evil. We consider that that's opposite. But really, they're on the same tree. And as he pointed out, the religious goodness
mm-hmm.
of the Pharisees in his time became a real frustration to the Lord. And those ones had the hardest time, didn't they, coming to him and experiencing him as the source of life.
Right. But hallelujah for the tax collectors and the sinners yeah. who realized, we need Jesus. We need our husband. We need this dear one. And I've seen, Chris, even sometimes people have gone like to a seminary or to a Bible school, and they learned a lot of good things, but they came out dead. Yeah. There was no relationship with the Lord. Christ was not living to them. Something's wrong. So may we also be aware of just mere goodness or just the realm of knowledge and miss Christ as the tree of life. We don't want the Lord to have this one thing against us,
right.
that we've left him as our first love. That means we've left him as the tree of life.
We're going to see in this coming portion, Dick, that this cycle, we've talked about it a little bit already, but of departing from, forsaking Jehovah, resulting in chaos, is not just a condition that's seen in the world, among the nations of the world, in the secular realm, but even in the religious realm, or almost especially in the religious realm. And I think particularly in light of a lot of the news stories that are very much at the fore today, we see chaos in the great religions of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And even in an aspect of Christianity, we see the same thing. And of course, the Middle East brings two so-called great religions face-to-face in conflict. A lot of chaos everywhere you look.
Right.
He will mention a verse here. I'll read it now in Galatians chapter 6. It says, "But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world." And we need to point out that the world here, in this context where Paul is speaking in Galatians, is the religious world, not the movie theaters and the dance halls and the gambling casinos. Interesting. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
From the beginning of man's existence, Satan came in to seduce man to take the tree of death. God is the tree of life. Satan is the tree of death. Satan came to seduce man to take him, to forget God. So this divorce started in Genesis 3. Don't think divorce started from California. The first divorce, man divorced God to marry to God's enemy, Satan. This forsaking God, joining Satan, is the strongest factor of all the chaos in human history. Every nation, every society, every family became chaotic. I tell you, the first murder took place in the first family from the third chapter of Genesis. Chaos came in. Not one exception. The whole earth today is chaotic. Look at the newspaper. What is here today? Chaos. Not only so, dear saints, God gives the law to his people. And then his people form a kind of religion. In Galatians, Paul considered Judaism as an evil world. Every religion in man's eyes supposedly is good. But actually, in God's eye, every kind of religion is a section of the satanic world. Christ died for us in order to save us from the religious world, from the Judaic world. Through the centuries, the church divorced Christ and married to this kind of thing, to that, to many, many husbands. The same thing. What came up? Just chaos.
Very key point in that segment, Dick, that the fall of man in the garden has to be seen in a greater scope than just Adam made a mistake and sinned. There was a much greater consequence here, wasn't there?
There surely was. Man left God as his husband, and this is very serious. And I appreciate so much, Chris, that it's very easy even to have many things, such as the Bible or the law, and yet it's not full of Christ as the real husband, as the tree of life. And so what do we have? We have religion. I still appreciate Brother Lee's definition of religion, and that is the worship of God without any experience and enjoyment of Christ.
Wow.
I was thinking, Chris, of Matthew 17, when the Lord took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain, and there was this miracle. The Lord was transfigured. There's Moses and Elijah,
right,
representing the law and the prophets.
Right.
Peter mistakenly just says, let's build a booth or tabernacle for all three, putting them on the same level. And God made it very clear that nothing should replace him in his son. And you could see he was very exercised in his jealousy to make it clear to them that this is my beloved son in whom I delight, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. Nothing should replace him. Even something that was given by me, something that came from me, nothing should replace me. I am your husband. Don't leave me. I'm now your husband in my son.
Mm.
You need to pay attention to him. And I was just thinking also, Chris, of like our brother mentioned, divorce began in Genesis. It didn't begin in California. So we need to be those who realize that the real fall of man was not just eating the wrong tree, but was leaving his husband, leaving his first love. I was thinking of this verse, 1 Corinthians 6:17, Chris. I think it's my favorite verse. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. I really saw Brother Lee as a pattern here, as a person who always practiced this intimacy, this organic union, this union in the divine life. And you know, Chris, we make mistakes, we sin, we fail. But even Satan causes us to look merely at that failure. That was not the real problem. The real problem was you left your husband in the first place.
Right.
You left the tree of life. So may we recognize the real source of all the problems. The real source is our leaving Christ as our husband. And may we be those who practice to be one spirit with our dear husband. The best way to practice is through our day, many times a day, to say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I was thinking also of another verse, Chris, 2 Corinthians 11:2, where Paul said, I'm jealous over you with the jealousy of God,
mm-hmm,
because I've betrothed you to one husband that I might present you as a pure virgin to Christ. May we see our relationship with the Lord is one of a divine romance and take care of Christ as our unique husband.
Dick, people may be listening to the program today and remembering that we are in the life study of Judges. We haven't mentioned one jot or tittle from Judges thus far, and we're almost through with the program.
Wow.
But this long section in the book of Judges, as Witness Lee broke it up in his life study from chapters 2 through chapter 16, this whole segment is entitled The Miserable History of Israel's Ooh. Forsaking of God. And we see a cycle after cycle after cycle. And so in a sense, in the printed life study message, we do touch the verses in chapters 8 and 9. But once again, it's just the repeat of this cycle. Every time Israel forsakes Jehovah, chaos follows. The enemies come in and there's no prevailing by God's people.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, God's people are prevailed upon
mm-hmm.
by his enemies. And this cycle repeats on every level, and that's the message of our final segment today. Whether it is the nation of Israel, or any nation in the world, any group, any religious organization, even in a family, even in a marriage, when a forsaking takes place of Jehovah as our real husband, at every level and every plane, chaos and destruction always follow.
That's right.
And that is, I think, the key point we want to come away with from today's program. Let me read this verse in Psalm 33 that he'll quote in this passage, in this portion. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people whom he has chosen as his own possession. That's a blessed nation, a blessed people, whose God is Jehovah.
Amen.
That really means we have him as our husband, doesn't it?
That's right.
Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Dear saints, whenever both of you, loving the Lord, taking him as your Lord, That means taking him as the husband, and you reject everything beside him. What a life was that? In the third heavens, paradise. But once you or your wife begin to love something else, right away you both will quarrel. You will fight. Your marriage life became chaotic. And your home is a chaos. Am I right?
Right.
We just have no right to divorce him. We just have no position to forsake him. We must take him, we must love him, we must honor him, respect him, regard him, exalt him, and commit ourselves to him.
Amen.
And reject Satan and his host to the uttermost.
Amen.
Then we have a blessing. And these principles can be applied to the entire human race, to all the nations, to all the societies, to all the families, to all the individuals. If you love the Lord and you hate Satan, you are blessed. Then if you change a little bit, loving something else than Christ, you get trouble. In the Psalms, it says, blessed the nation who take Jehovah as their God. This one I say, blessed to everyone who takes Jehovah as their Lord, their head, their king, their husband.
Dick, seems like we have a very succinct formula for blessing here, doesn't it?
It surely does.
Take Jehovah as our Lord, our head, our king, our husband.
Amen. And I like what our brother mentioned, Chris. We need to love the Lord and hate Satan.
Yeah.
So particularly, we see Christ as our husband. We need to love him, hate the enemy. And you know the result, Chris? The result is blessing. And you know that blessing is mainly manifested in the form of oneness.
Ah.
I was just thinking of marriages and homes. And,
yeah, family.
And family and that type of thing. You just think, here's a couple. Here's a guy. He's a multimillionaire. He's gifted. He's talented and everything. Here's the woman, his wife. She's beautiful, gifted, popular. But if they don't have oneness, they have zero.
Yeah.
On the other hand, here's a guy that's not too good looking, hardly has anything, not that gifted. And she's even worse. Uglier and less talented and everything, but they have the oneness. They have everything.
Everything.
How do we have the oneness? It's from loving the Lord with our first love. When you have Christ as your first love, then you have the blessing, which is the real oneness. Otherwise, the issue is nothing but chaos. And so may we be recovered through this radio program on Judges.
Yeah.
Back to Jesus
yes.
Christ as our first love. And may we take this precious word from the end of the Bible in Revelation 2:4, I have one thing against you. You have left your first love. May we return even through this program to be reminded in our daily life, never let anything replace Christ our husband. Lord Jesus, we love you with the best love.
Dick, I am deeply impressed today, not just to look at the world situation and see how it underscores the point that we've seen today about chaos, but even if we all look in our own homes, and particularly as parents, our key to how to raise our children has to be this, that if the husband and the wife are together in this, embracing their first love and having the oneness between them, how much greater the chance of having children that grow up loving the Lord and well-developed in their humanity and character.
Really true.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how much money and gift and talent we have, does it?
No.
Those things just don't help in this realm.
No.
Well, Dick, I always enjoy our time together and look forward to the next time you're able to come back to Life Study.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. And we invite you to contact us to find out how to receive the printed message so that you can get all the points from Judges that Dick and I didn't really talk about today. This is message number 6 in the Life Study of Judges. It's a 3-book volume. Joshua, Judges, and Ruth are all 3 included in this 1-volume Life Study. If you'd like to find out how to get it, please call us toll-free, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY, 888-543-3788. For Dick Taylor Today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening. Are you enjoying this program online or on a smartphone right now? Did you know there's much more from Living Stream Ministry that you can carry with you? Go to lsm.org/epublications to discover all that we have available for your tablet, e-reader, or smartphone. We support Kindle, Nook, iSilo, and EPUB formats, which means you can read this ministry on any PC, Mac, Android, Palm, BlackBerry, Sony, or Linux device. Everything from the recovery version of the Bible to the complete life study messages and a vast array of other titles by Witness Lee and Watchman Nee are now just a touch away. The Word of God is rich and weighty, but now you can take it with you wherever you go. Again, the website, lsm.org/epublications. Thanks for listening today.